For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Cleveland Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on Unlimited Welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on Unlimited Welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to The Button, a speed dating show. When the button lights up red, either player may press it and swap out their date for a new person.
Hi.
Hi.
Can I get a hug?
And where are you? Put your hands up.
Oh, God.
There we go. Okay.
Hi, I'm
Lovely to meet you.
Nice to meet you.
Sorry, can we hug?
Sure.
Okay. Hi, how are you?
Good. You're
needing
a hug.
You do.
For those of you who didn't catch on, in this dating show, the players are blindfolded, and Nathan has figured out an exploit to game the system. He asked girls if he could hug them, which allowed him to get a feel of their physique. And of course, Twitter found a way to say that this was problematic while ignoring all other information that did not fit their narrative, even when it was obvious. Here's the tweet. It says, "He hugged every single girl that sat down, and when he realized they were fat, he immediately pressed the buzzer. This dude is actually just fatphobic." First of all, that tweet isn't even accurate. He didn't hug every girl because the last one figured it out.
Do you want to give me a hug and see how tall I am?
Not right now.
Second, if we're going to turn this into a men versus women pissing contest, in this particular episode, the women were far more prejudiced. Even the anime girl that this Twitter account mentions.
What is your type?
I'm definitely very into Asian men.
Oh wait, this they/them actually brought that up, but it appears only after being called on it. Great, now we've established that anime girl is a racist, and everyone here is a bad person. Okay, this person says that tweet was posted because people always talk about the double standard when it's women, but when men do it, no they don't. Men get crapped on for their preferences all the time. Also, it's not the same because he can't change his race, but she can change her body composition. And if you say it's a problem that no one is pointing out both sides and then proceed to not point out both sides, then you are a part of the problem. Like I said, there are many more examples of women than men in this video that portray behavior that woke people would qualify as prejudice. I'll show you what I mean, but first, let me tell you about this video's sponsor, Surfshark. Surfshark is a virtual private network service that helps you keep your personal data secure. It can also let you act as if you're surfing the web from anywhere in the world. That means if content is region locked on your favorite streaming services like YouTube, Netflix, or Hulu, you can pretend that you're using the internet from a different country and get access to that material. Surfshark protects your data by masking your IP address so that websites and your internet service provider can't track what you're doing, which allows you to browse the web more securely, especially on public Wi-Fi for when you're away from home. Surfshark keeps no data logs, which means they don't monitor, track, or keep any of your information. And that's not all. Surfshark can be used on multiple devices so you can secure your PC, phone, tablet, and more all at the same time. Check out Surfshark by scanning the QR code, clicking the link in the description, or by using the promo code TBYS to get 85% off and an extra 3 months free when you purchase a 24-month subscription. The best part is that you can try it out risk-free for 30 days, and if you don't like it, there's a money-back guarantee. Just click the link in the description, and you'll be on your way to keeping your internet data more secure. All right, let's move on to our example of what woke people would call prejudice.
I definitely love people who are, like, athletic and into the gym.
Let her feel your arms.
Okay, you seem strong.
Blindfolds off in 3, 2, 1.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
You're not what I expected you to
really?
Be, honestly. I'm so sorry.
3, 2, 1.
Okay. Oh, my God.
Hello.
You're cute.
Stop.
I'm glad I skipped the person before this.
Gee, she didn't like the way he looked, so she pressed the buzzer. She was, like, super brutal with it, too. Do we have a phobic term for that, or do you only get that privilege on certain occasions? What about this girl?
Amy wants three kids.
Three is a little too much. She's like...
Is it like you don't make enough?
Okay, so if Nathan the Asian guy is fatphobic, then this girl is, like, econophobic or whatever. She's prejudiced against guys who don't have money, which I guess now makes her a racist when it comes to woke rules. Seriously, these people will find anything to get offended by. Nobody is ever a good person. This is despite that Nathan could not have been nicer to the people he rejected.
Sorry, I am so sorry. You're lovely.
I feel so bad.
I mean, this woke stuff is getting so ridiculous that even Hassan is calling it out.
They're all playing the fucking game, and only one side is being criticized. What are you supposed to do? Is he supposed to go on a date and live happily ever after with someone that he is not physically attracted to? I find this so fucking strange because you don't do that. You do not do that. Anyone who fucking says that they do that is lying.
Right. People are allowed to have their preferences, and that does not make them bad people. This girl is allowed to not want to date a guy who cannot afford to have three kids. If anime girl wants to date Asian guys, that's great. If Nathan wants to date someone who is in shape, then more power to him. After all, Nathan is a model.
Nathan models.
Oh, are you your model?
Where did you guys get that information?
What?
Okay, Nathan maybe is a model. The button might just be referring to this other video he was in with people in the modeling industry.
Hi, Nathan, how you doing?
Oh, good. Wow, that is good. What are we here to do?
You are here to check this out.
Yeah, I'd give him a 10. Absolutely. Somebody would book him.
If you haven't noticed, channels like Cut use the same people a lot, and this wasn't the first time that Nathan was in a video. Not that these little dating shows on Cut or Jubilee should be taken super seriously, though. A lot of these things are really just a game, especially the button where the goal is not so much to find your true love, but more so just to not get out.
Nice to meet you.
You too.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, it didn't turn red yet.
No, I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry.
Give each other a chance.
Yeah, let's okay. Give each other a chance. Let's.
Yeah, let's
okay, you want to do that? I do see you as a friend. No!
She got what she deserved.
I am, what do you call a furry?
I only have one.
He also got what he deserved. But I bet the majority of the people who are in these kinds of videos don't even go on a date outside of the show, and I would be surprised if any of them made it past a few dates. However, what I don't like about this stuff is that there is this constant, ever-creeping set of either double standards or standards that nobody can or realistically wants to follow that come from woke people and modern feminists. You aren't really solving any problems, you're just making people hate each other. How is calling everyone prejudiced and saying that they're evil for having preferences spreading love and not hate? Particularly when it comes to moral consistency or looking at both sides. None of this fat acceptance stuff really has anything to do with men. I've seen tons of videos like this next one. Not once has it been created by a man.
Let's talk about dating preferences. A lot of times when people are asked, why don't you date fat people, trans people, people of color, whatever, they will say, it's just a preference. I'm just not attracted to them. I can't make myself be attracted to someone I'm just not attracted to.
Yes, I don't see what's wrong with that. If you don't fit someone's preferences, then find someone whose preferences that you fit. It's not that complicated of an idea. This is literally just the woke version of incels saying that the government should provide them girlfriends.
The implication here being that preferences are innate, unchanging, and completely independent of any outside factors or societal norms. And therefore, that they are inherently unproblematic. Like, it's not fat phobia, it's just who I am. I can't help it. But I think it's actually a lot more complicated than that. Our desires are not immune to social conditioning. Although, of course, you can't change your sexual orientation, when we see a certain type of body glorified, praised, and labeled as desirable in media from the time that we can even process those messages, it's not gonna not have an impact on us.
Wait, so why is it a preference that cannot be changed when it's someone who is gay? But if I'm only attracted to girls who are thin, well, then that is malleable, and I should be subjected to some sort of anti-fat phobia conversion therapy.
Maybe you are sexually attracted to fat people, but you can't see yourself in a romantic relationship with one because you've never seen that replicated in media.
Yes, we need the media's permission to like someone. By the way, what? There was literally a really popular show called Mike and Molly that did just that. There are overweight people in relationships all over TV. But now that you mention it, conversion therapy and all, I keep seeing stuff in that direction in some of these leftist dating shows where there's an obvious mismatch in body type that is typically in favor of women. Here's one from a channel called Nectar that I believe is run by Jubilee. Spoilers, they get along, but they didn't end up dating. Most likely because they weren't attracted to each other. Anyway, Jubilee ran a dating show kind of similar to what Cut did with the blindfolding. This is from their Versus One series, a lot of which will have the male or the female contestants behind a curtain. They give the person in front who is choosing some sort of information about the contestants, and they will have to pick who to go on a date with without being able to see them. In this episode, Jubilee did glow-ups. If you don't know what a glow-up is, it's basically when someone grows up and starts taking care of their appearance. They start hitting the gym, they get some good clothes, and they figure out how to style their hair. In this particular episode, one glow-up girl has to choose between six glow-up guys by only seeing their before photos. Let's meet Victoria.
I'm 23 years old. I'm a graduate student at the University of Southern California. I'm a concert photographer and a journalist. I think a glow-up is not only appearance, but definitely affects inside as well.
Okay, she's 23 and she's a grad student. Sorry to be rude, but right away I'm already asking, where's the glow-up? When we get to the guys, you'll see why I'm asking this question, but let's skip to the end real quickly because you don't get to see her photo until the last few seconds of the video. Here's what she used to look like. This is her from around 10 years ago, and it doesn't really look like she's changed that much. She didn't really do much from a fashion standpoint. All she did was put on a basic dress, let her hair down, and put some basic makeup on. From the looks of it, she didn't work on by far the most important thing, which is her body shape. That might sound harsh to say, but when you see the guys, you'll see that 100% of them did take care of their body shape. This factor is probably why the producers showed her saying that glow up isn't just about appearance when she introduced herself.
I think a glow up is not only appearance, but definitely affects inside as well. I know for me, it was more about confidence and how I felt about myself. You kind of are able to recognize that in other people that have gone through that experience.
Again, sorry to be harsh, but we're here to learn about appearance. That being said, I'm not seeing a ton of confidence. You can see here that she has bad posture and she's slouching. She does that a lot throughout the video. And her body language in her introduction is very stiff and unrelaxed, especially in her arms at the elbow joints. Now granted, she definitely looks better than she did in the before photo. My problem with this video is not with her at all. It's more so with the producers of this show, who put guys behind the curtain who did way more work than her to improve themselves, and the suggestion that their glow-ups were equal. That's what I don't like, even going back to the Cut video. It's the suggestion that the anime girl and the Asian model put equal effort into their appearance and calling people fatphobic for pointing out that they didn't.
I like that we get two options here. That's nice. We have a tank top and we have a t-shirt. It's like a little modeling portfolio. Oh, the braces. I always wanted braces. I'm actually really jealous. As a kid, I begged for them. I never had them.
Pause right there. She actually has some pretty good teeth for someone who has never had braces. I'll give her some points for mouth posture, to which I personally believe is important for developing physical attractiveness. I'm not an expert on that though, so check out Mike Mew for more information. Anyway.
I like this smile, just barely there. Thanks guys for letting me view these. I feel very privileged.
Again, really nothing against her. She's very polite the whole time. All the distaste is at the producers for obviously mismatching these groups.
I'm going to eliminate contestant number 5. Stop!
It was at this moment that she knew. She f***ed up.
Oh my gosh, you're so handsome.
Thank you, I appreciate
Victoria.
It. How's it going?
Now you can see what I'm talking about. Let's go back to this guy's original photo. A clear improvement in fashion sense, a clear improvement in hairstyle. It also looks like he works out a little bit. This guy's put a lot of work into his appearance. Even the editors were like, Victoria, you made the wrong choice when you got rid of him. Again, why were these people matched? All of these guys are in shape. Even the ones who don't look like they work out that much still look like they exercise a little bit. With how much she puts down fitness, it should have been the producer's cue to pick someone else for this video.
How important is fitness to you?
I work out about 4 days a week. It's not like super important in my life. I think my first elimination this round is gonna be contestant number 1. You mentioned fitness in your life. I'm not looking to be a gym couple. I do love working out on my own, but I don't know, I see those people at the gym and it's not me. Oh, hi.
Hello, nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. You're so handsome.
Thank you.
Nothing on her. I just want to use this as a teaching moment because other people will say this type of stuff and kind of gaslight themselves into thinking they are doing something effective. But I doubt she exercises that much or has done that consistently for a long period of time. Let's be honest. Most times, for most people, working out sucks. People who exercise that often and take it seriously generally don't like to blow their workout on overeating, unless they are the people who bulk but forget to cut. If we're talking about appearance, though, there is no point in exercising if you aren't going to take care of your diet. Either she doesn't actually exercise that much, or she does random stuff like only hits the treadmill or the elliptical because she doesn't know what she's doing. Here's a little insider info on the gym. All the cardio machines like the treadmills, bikes, ellipticals, and stair machines are mostly for normies. Cardio is important, but if you're looking to actually enhance your appearance with working out or you actually want to do exercises that lead to athletic ability, then go watch some YouTube videos or hire a trainer and learn what you're doing.
I think I'm gonna eliminate contestant number 6. There is no good reason. I'm so sorry about that. Hi, oh my gosh, you look so different.
Yeah.
Definitely. Nice to meet you.
You weren't into the chunky glasses and the little
you know what, we all went through it.
This is the third time I'm saying this. Why were these people matched? It just feels like there's no stakes here because of the numbers mismatch, so I'm having a lot of trouble believing that this will actually lead to a date or a relationship. And of course, conveniently, when they did the reverse situation where a guy was choosing, he was in shape.
I'm 19. I go to Saddleback right now. It's a community college by where I live. I'm majoring in real estate development, and then I also do photography and acting.
Look at his before photo and you can definitely see a difference. He lost weight, it looks like he put on a little muscle, he got better hair, he dresses better. Though I will give him the same criticism that I gave Victoria by saying that the way he's standing and his hand placement doesn't look that confident. But even the girls here are actual glow-ups with much better fashion sense. Instead of just picking out a basic dress, you can see them using fashion principles like layering, accessorizing, and color coordination, which is way more work to execute than what Victoria did. Why didn't Jubilee pick one of them to be in the other video? They were probably shot the same day and it would have been a much better fit. Anyway, let's finish this off by seeing the guy that Victoria picks.
Let's see, you said you play World of Warcraft. Are you still a big gamer today?
That's all you remember? I dabble. I play League.
I used to play Halo and I've played League like a couple times in my life.
Oh, for real? Did you like it?
Yeah. You know, I'm someone that likes going outside and like talking to other people more.
I wouldn't know what that's like.
Stop.
For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply. For a limited time at Verizon, you can get our best price ever for a single line. Just $45 per month when you bring your phone, which is less than you spend on too tired to cook takeout every week. Get one line on unlimited welcome for $45 per month with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Visit your local Columbus Verizon store by April 2nd to save. $20 monthly promo credits applied over 36 months with a new line on unlimited welcome. In times of congestion, unlimited 5G and 4G LTE may be temporarily slower than other traffic. Domestic data roaming at 2G speeds. Additional terms apply.
Hi. Oh my gosh, it's so nice to meet you.
Nice meeting
Victoria.
You. Eli, nice to meet you.
Good comeback on the wow comment and a good follow-up from her by crapping on video games. They actually seem to vibe the most, so it makes sense why she picked him. He said his phone was out of battery, though, when it was time to exchange numbers, which is suspicious. But look at that change. He looks so much better that he barely looks like the same person. If there's anything in this Jubilee video you can take inspiration from, it should be how much you can improve your looks by improving your fashion and going to the gym. I understand that some of the change in these people was due to puberty, but there's still a ton you can do. I mean, even if you're a thin guy, you would be shocked at how much you can improve how you look with proper protein intake, proper sleep, and a few months at the gym, you won't look like a professional bodybuilder, but it definitely makes a noticeable difference. Or you can sit here and complain that nobody wants you like this girl.
Okay, this is going well, right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
The last challenge, can you take your blindfolds off?
God.
Is this the type of person you normally would date?
Honestly, no. And what did I do?
Honestly, I feel like it's because I'm heavy.
You thought he was saying he was not attracted to you?
Yeah, it's been pretty common in my experience. You talk with someone for a while, and then when they see me in person, they're like, oh, actually, I don't know if I'm feeling it.
If you feel like that keeps causing you to get rejected, then do the work to change your appearance. You don't deserve better until you actually work for it. Back to the whole fat acceptance thing. I'm not a fan of how woke people always try to change the dating narrative by force-feeding people things they aren't attracted to, usually to the benefit of women. I mean, there is never a headline about a morbidly obese guy on the cover of a magazine. It's always about someone like Tess Holliday, Kelly Thorpe, or Amy Schumer. Even when it's not so one-sided in terms of men versus women, I keep seeing these dating shows all the time taking people who put no effort into their health or appearance and matching them with people who clearly do. Then you get these woke TikToks saying that I should be forced to be attracted to something that I'm not attracted to. Oh, and meanwhile, they say that conversion therapy is wrong. Where is the moral consistency? But it's not just a matter of, hey, look, a double standard. There's actually a consequence to not being morally consistent. It means you haven't absorbed an idea that I believe is referred to as generalization. Generalization, or generalized principles, means you can take something from one place and apply it to a situation that's different but similar. So if conversion therapy is wrong with LGBT people, then it's also wrong to shame people for not liking your body type. Where this idea goes deeper and becomes really important is when you start generalizing principles based on past experiences to help you learn. One of the fastest ways to learn is to take something you already know and apply it to new information. For example, in the case of exercise, if you take yoga and you're already good at chair pose, you might notice that a lot of the same postural concepts are repeated in a back squat for weightlifting. So instead of learning 10 different postural modifications, now you only have to learn 3. Those aren't exact numbers, but do you see how much of an advantage that can be? When people learn faster than you and pick up ideas quickly, a lot of times it's not because they're more intelligent. They just have better learning strategies. So if you don't have the idea that one thing in one situation can apply to something somewhere else, and instead think that everything is a perfectly unique situation, then you're working extremely inefficiently. This is also what makes people more successful in their careers. A good worker or a good member of a team says, hey, it worked really well when we did it this way last time. I see a situation that is similar over there. Based on past experiences, let's see if the same thing works in a different situation. Oh wait, I'm sorry. That's unconscious bias, and thinking in generalized principles that are efficient makes you a deeply prejudiced and bad person. Do you see how all this woke ideology just makes everyone weak and useless? That's why I don't like it, and the sooner we forget these ideas, the better things will get. Anyway, thanks for watching, follow me on Twitter, and I'll see you in the next video.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.